case number 10802, Marilyn Finn, southwest of Front Street, approximately 1,500 feet north of Road 39, Prime Hook Road, being lot 77 within Prime Hook Beach Development, a variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Hi. Name and address, please.
Marilyn Finn, 6948 Fox Chase Road.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here tonight to request a variance, front yard and a side variance. I am a property owner at Prime Hook Beach. I purchased the property in 2005. At that time, the home met all of my needs. Since that time, there have the conditions at Prime Hook Beach have changed due to a combination of things, the flooding, the not repair of the breaches. So for me, my home is flooded three times since Mother's Day of 2008. As a result, I'm looking for an economical way to make changes to my property so that it is viable and that I can use it. I looked into having the house raised. It is on a cement slab, so the possibility of doing that was, with the home being built in the 1950s, the original structure, it's very questionable whether, and being on a cement slab, whether the integrity of the home could be raised. Mm-hmm. And I was not encouraged to move forward with that at all. So I'm looking at this time to rebuild and use this same footprint that I currently have. I am going to be going up on pilings, so I'm looking at having the house have an entrance on the side, a side entrance to the home, which I would need 4 more feet for. So I'm going to run through your questions. The uniqueness of the property, the lot is 50 by 100, and with me purchasing the home in 2005, the sewer and the septic were already installed, and that is in the back rear of the property. It's about 1,000 square feet in the back. The driveway and the shed are already in place as well. So that kind of limits the, that makes the property unique. possibility of development. The property, due to the location of the septic, the shed, and the driveway, it cannot be developed in strict conformity with the current zoning ordinance. Is it necessary to enable more reasonable use? Yes, the variance is necessary for reasonable use and to replace exactly what I have. I'm still looking at maintaining the same similar square footage. And the difficulty was not created by myself since the sewer was installed in 2003 prior to my purchase, and the driveway and shed were already there as well. Effect on surroundings. The variance will not alter or be detrimental to the essential character of the neighborhood. I'm looking at increasing the setback, the current setback on the south side from 1 foot 4 inches to 5 feet, and using the same setback in the front, the
18.5 feet from the property line.
Yes, thank you.
11 and a half foot variance.
I'm nervous, sorry.
That's okay. No
you're
problem.
Good. you're doing good.
Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? Currently, the adjacent property is does have homes on it. I don't know their intentions for the future. I am increasing the one setback, as I mentioned earlier, from 1.4 feet to 5 feet. And it should not be detrimental to the public welfare. The extent of the variance, I feel that I'm requesting the least modification possible so that I can replace the structure with similar size that I already have, the existing. I'm not increasing it. I'm just looking to replace what I have. I had no intentions of rebuilding. I was perfectly happy with the home, but I can't. It's a hardship. I can't use it at the current status.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Yes.
Dave, you will come forward, sir.
Name and address, please.
Michael Gushue, 9236 Shore Drive, Milford, adjacent property on the south of the applicant's property.
Please spell your last name.
Gushue.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, panel members.
Good evening, sir.
I've prepared for your review 9 photographs marked 1 through 9, respectively, and I would ask that they be submitted to the panel and put into the record. The application itself speaks to convenience. It says that the applicant wants to keep the driveway the same as it was. I want to show you, if you'll take a look at photographs 3 and 4, show number 3 shows where the existing property stands in relationship to my property line. The application says that the building is 1.5 feet from the property line, but that does not take into account the overhang and the guttering. So if you do take into account the overhang and the guttering, which you can see from photograph number 6, that actual extension, the overhang and the guttering, is either on my property line or extending into my property. There's nothing unique about this property. It's the same size as mine. If you'll see from the photographs, photograph 7, there is sufficient room for any development with strict conformance to the zoning code, which all the rest of us in Prime Hook Beach have to comply with. So this is a matter of convenience, not hardship.
Thank you.
Given that there are no unique physical circumstances or conditions, criteria number 1, in my opinion, has not been met. Number 2, that because of such physical conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed. I find that not to be persuasive because of the large amount of land to the north of the building. And since the building is going to be replaced, it should be in conformance with the zoning code. And that is to bring the side setback over. I don't believe that there's any unnecessary hardship created here because the building is going to be torn down. And it's going to be replaced on pilings, which means that this building can go up to 42 feet in height. All the more reason why that setback should be in conformity, because this is the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. My backyard is the refuge. The reason my wife and I bought this property over 20 years ago was to take advantage of the beauty, the natural beauty, the essential character of this area, the uniqueness of it. By allowing this variance that close to the property line, even though we're going to be subjected to pilings with a building on it, would cut off the light and view of the north side of my property. Now, if you look at photograph 8 and 9, you can see the amount of light and view that will be impacted on my property. In my opinion, that is a material and substantial diminution of what I bought this property for, and that is to enjoy the wildlife refuge. So I don't believe there's a hardship on the part of the applicant. I think that the granting of this variance would create an unreasonable hardship upon me, because the side setback and the front setback is only going to impact me, no one else. And it's for the convenience of the petitioner having a small garden to the north of the property and a driveway. You're tearing down a house, that driveway is going to be destroyed in any event, and it's only stone. So factor number 4 will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it will impair the appropriate use of adjacent property, mine. The whole reason why I bought that property. If I wanted a townhouse, I would have bought a townhouse. And the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief. Well, that's not accurate, because strict conformance with the standards set forth in the zoning code is the appropriate relief, because there's room to do so. There's nothing in any way different from the size of that property than it is for any other one, if you'll see on the plot plan, in the neighborhood. So for those reasons, I would implore this board to deny the variance as failing to meet most, if not all, the criteria set forth in the ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Kelly, the current...
I'm sorry.
The current structure is nonconforming, is that correct? Or was there a variance?
There was no variance. I'm honestly not sure if it
if
is
I can,
not.
The assumption would be then that
if
built
I
in 1950,
just moment, I'm sorry.
Built in 1950, it would be nonconforming. Right, okay. And your house, is it within the 30-foot front setback?
I believe so.
Okay.
To prove, I believe it.
Is it nonconforming or?
No, I think it says on the application.
When was your house built?
Oh, my house was built in the 50s also. Okay. The reason these properties are so close together is that they were in-law properties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's.
So let me understand your objection. Is it only for the side yard, or is it both
side? Side and front.
I see. How far did yours sit from the property line?
I believe it's in conformance with the zoning code.
30 feet from the property line?
I believe so.
Okay. Sits back further than hers?
Yes.
Hers only sits back 11 and a half feet. Yours sits back another 18 feet?
I couldn't tell you that because I didn't measure it, sir.
Okay.
Also, have you ever had flooding problems with your home?
No.
Okay. One more question. The line of trees on the opposite property line, are those your trees on
no,
your property or the neighbor's property?
They're the adjacent property, the empty lot, the line of trees.
Okay, so you have no view from that side? Is that
I have
correct?
No view whatsoever from the south side. So the only view I have is either from the front or the north side and two windows in the back, bedroom and a bathroom.
And where is your septic located?
My septic is a field system. It's located in the rear of the property.
Okay. It's not a mound system?
No.
Hasn't had to been, you haven't had to replace it?
No.
Sir, if she moved it over, and to say she moved it over, and she went up on Powell, you still be against that too?
Well, I wouldn't, it's part of the zoning law. I mean, I would have no objection. I mean, I couldn't object because the zoning code allows for that. I just want the property to be developed, which is what this is. This is a development at this point, in conformance with the zoning code. That's all I'm asking for. It's Marilyn's property. She can do with it as she pleases. I just want her to do it in accordance with the law, because there's not a hardship here on her. It's a hardship on me if this variance is granted.
I understand your request for it to be for the side setback, because that encroaches on your property or your setbacks. Given the fact that she has it appears, according to the survey, the mound sewer system comes up to the back step. And therefore, it makes it difficult to meet that front setback requirement. I can't help but think that if you were in the same situation, that you would also be here for a request to for at least the front setback.
She's going up, though, Mr. Mills.
Yeah. Okay.
She's going up, and I don't know how high up she's going. Now, if I had seen the plans and I saw that it was only a one-story vertical upgrade, then I wouldn't be in opposition to that, because then I'm not going to be restricted in terms of my appreciation of the property. But not having that information, I can't form an opinion that, oh, yeah, it's okay to have a front setback but not a side setback. So at this point, with the information I have, I believe this variance should not be granted for both the front and the side.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
I do from the applicant.
Ma'am, you come back up, please.
Ms. Finn, the structure you plan to build, is that one story, two story?
It's one story with a loft.
Okay. It does appear, I understand that your driveway is there. By the survey, I can't determine how far the house is from the driveway. But it would appear that you could meet that side setback and still not encroach on your driveway there.
I can show you. I agree with that. This picture shows you how close the septic mound is to the back of my current structure.
Right.
And it's right there. They are adjacent. They abut.
And it's it's not underground. It's above ground.
Absolutely. It's a mound.
Okay.
And so have a front setback, that property is not buildable to even replace what I have. And it's, we're only looking at putting in 952 square foot. I don't want to rebuild,
right?
But I have no choice. So without approval of the front setback, I don't know what structure you could build on that lot.
Well, because of the mound, I don't disagree that it would be difficult to meet the front setback. Now, the side setback, I think that. Do you agree that you could probably build something in conformity on the side?
I question whether Mike's property meets the setbacks.
Right, but he's not rebuilding.
That's true, but he said that they do.
Well, right now you both have non-conforming structures.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And you're it would be different if you were asking to add on or something to that effect. But you're talking about tearing down and rebuilding, in which case my assumption would be that if you're putting on pilings, you're going to have some sort of maybe storage or parking under the house. Is that correct?
Initially, but if it should be closed in, mm-hmm. then I'm going to need a place to park. Most mm-hmm. people that go up on pilings enclose the bottom floor at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With moving the driveway more to the right is going to be very difficult to pull in and make any turn to park under the structure unless you come straight in.
I know that a lot of beach properties, they do have parking under the structure.
Mm-hmm.
It makes kind of a inexpensive garage, but and I'm not suggesting you have to do that. And I don't disagree that there is a the way you've addressed the standards for granting a variance, I don't disagree that you do have a hardship as far as the front. But as far as the side, I you know, I'm not certain that, you know, you couldn't build by moving over. Okay, I see in that picture, yeah, it is right up against there.
Your present dwelling, is it 950 square feet or roughly?
Roughly, yeah.
Building about the same size home. You're mm-hmm. just lifting it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the I see in the picture, it really gives an appearance that the one of the junction boxes for the septic system. Do you know how far that is from the side of your dwelling?
That could be a problem as well, where the tanks are located for so the septic.
I guess what
how
I'm
far,
asking.
I don't know where the pilings can be driven
I guess
based on the location of the tanks.
I guess what I'm asking is this prohibiting you from moving the home further towards your driveway?
I don't know that I'm prepared to answer that. I mean,
right.
Because already to imagine the house straight on shot, you can see the one tank there in the back. And that's without moving the house over the 3.5 feet for the 5-foot variance, we're already going from 1.4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where that corner piling will need to be driven to be able to not interfere with the septic system. Because although the mound is in the back, all the tanks are then in the front of that. The one tank is right behind the shed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Oh, it's behind the shed?
I don't know.
I'm not pretending to be a builder or be any authority. I would think that even on piling, something could be cantilevered or what have you to accommodate. And I'm not necessarily convinced that the side yard request is necessary, but certainly I think the front yard probably is because of that mound system, and hopefully your neighbor won't eventually find himself in the same situation. Or neighbors where they have to have a mound system, and that limits their building space ability as well.
Well, can there be any consideration, if you're struggling with granting me a 5-foot variance, can it be 8? I mean, is there any consideration for?
Yeah, we could. I mean, we can certainly consider anything, but either way, I guess it's kind of what do you do first? You go get building plans, and or do you come before the board and ask that you can have the variance? Personally, I'm convinced that you do need a front yard setback and you meet that requirement. I'm not convinced on the side yard. However, if after the fact you were to find that you can't build and meet the side yard, you could reapply because there would be something different in the request.
I mean, absolutely, because I can't say today.
Right.
I don't. I honestly don't know. And mm-hmm. We're not that far along.
Sure.
That we know where those pilings have to be driven.
Right.
So, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as I stated, I think that the applicant has addressed the standards, and I think that has strongly shown that the need for the front yard setback variance is required. But I'm not convinced that the side yard, especially building a new home, is necessary. I think that the size of the lot, the mound septic system applies to all the standards as far as uniqueness and not having been created by the applicant, necessary to able reasonable use and so forth. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the front yard request variance and not the side yard for case number 10802.
Excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Well, I got a question on that. Who let this open for her to come back?
Not leaving it open.
Can't leave this open for her to come back with where the pole's going to be and everything else, how it's set up? You can't do that?
We could, but then you're talking about a timely process, and I think Rick will agree that if we were to if she were to come back with something totally different, the case tonight is based on speculation as far as what, you know, she wants to build. However, if she came back with a different, you know, with a design of a house that she wanted to build, then she could possibly request a side yard because the situation has changed.
Well, couldn't that affect the front yard then too at the same time? If she comes back with something different, she might.
You could leave the record open for the submission of a
survey.
What do they call that? The plan for the piling drawing.
Yeah, drawings of that way.
But as John mentioned, I don't know how long something like that takes. And I don't know that you necessarily want to leave these things open indefinitely. On the other hand, I don't like to encourage somebody to come back after a denial because there is a rule of law which prevents that except under certain circumstances. So
right.
I like to measure, you know, kind of weigh those two considerations.
Ma'am, how long are you planning on going ahead with this?
Yes.
How fast?
As soon as possible.
Are you working with an architect now?
Usually, the plans are pretty much done. Don't you? You have to have an engineer do a drawing for pilings, don't you?
Okay. We have to keep those, but you can.
That's fine.
They can make copies. Okay.
I'm fine.
What did you hand?
Those are the plans, the floor plans for the property, and
do you have a plan for your pilings at present?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how long it will take? And if you need to consult with your contractor, you can do that. But tell us if you know how long it will be before you can produce for the board a piling plan.
A week.
Okay. There we go. Then.
Yeah.
We can just leave it open.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Then yeah, I don't see.
I mean, they're probably, you know, going that way. I don't see why we should, you know.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my motion and leave the hearing open for the applicant to submit a piling plan and to show, you know, if in fact the side setback can be met.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
And if the complete piling, you know, plan that shows the need or less of a need or whatever of
absolutely.
The for the front as well.
Okay, second that. You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we'll leave the case number 10,802 open for the purpose of having a piling plan presented. Okay. Any questions to the motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
So Mr. Palloway, would that be done here? Like, do I have to reschedule another?
No, you can submit that. The hearing's closed for testimony.
Okay.
So you can submit that to the office, and then they will bring, give it to us to review.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I'll speak to you.